You're listening to Devotion by Design, a podcast series exploring the National Gallery's exhibition on Italian altarpieces from the late Middle Ages. Join Father Christopher Whitehead, the Clifton Diocese Director of Adult Education and Evangelization, in conversation with Jesuit priest Dr. James Hanvey, an expert in art and culture.
In one of the earlier rooms, we were looking at this movement and development of the altarpieces as almost architectural works that are put together from many different sections. In room 5, the title is The Dislocations, because it portrays a lot of small pieces which clearly formed part of altars at one point. So it's a very interesting sort of puzzle, if you like, to try and imagine how it was put together or what the other surrounding pieces were. So if we just move along, you see from the school of Fra Angelico is a lovely, moving, small little piece called The Blessed Redeemer. Now, one of the important things about Fra Angelico is, of course, he is a Dominican, and therefore these are also paintings of deep prayer and devotion. And indeed, I think when I'm looking at Fra Angelico, I'm not just looking at a painter, I'm also looking at a mystic. So there's a quality there in his work. And as we just sort of look around the room, you can see this replicated in different ways and in different styles. I'll come round in a moment to two of my favourite pieces here. But Christopher, do you want to just...
I think there's a tremendous variety here. You know, you probably already reflected on this, James. I think there's a tremendous variety of style and also of subject. And I think the difficulty is trying to, as you were saying, is trying to find or imagine how these pieces fitted in to the whole. You know, we're stood in front of Monaco's lovely baptism of the Christ, which again I can imagine at the predella, at one of the bases of the altarpiece. Mm. Again, just engaging whoever's gazing at it, whether it's the priest or whether it's a member of the community, into the whole mystery of Christ and into our engaging into the mystery of his humanity, drawing us into his divinity too.
If we move across the room to the opposite wall, there's a very fine painting of Mary Magdalene. And what's interesting here, we forget what a significant saint Mary Magdalene was and the whole legend that surrounds her. She's the first apostle, she's the apostle to the apostles, and here we have, by the master of the Palazzo Venezia, Madonna, this wonderful, vibrant, and yet still contemplative panel of Mary Magdalene. She's in deep red and brilliant red. She's holding the vase, which, again, the legend associated Mary Magdalene with the anointing of Christ's feet and also anointing his dead body. So here we have her with the symbols of her love and her reverence and respect for Christ. But also her face and her eyes are quite beautiful. There's a wonderful... She's almost like an icon, but her eyes draw you in because she's gazing at you, but she's also gazing on the one whom she loves, on the reality of Christ.
Our Devotion by Design podcasts are a joint production between the Clifton Diocese and the Catholic Communications Network. Find out more about the Catholic Church in the West of England at the award-winning cliftondiocese.com, and you can find out more about the work of the Church in England and Wales at catholicchurch.org.uk. Our sincere thanks go to the National Gallery for their help in making this series. You can find out more about their collection and the Devotion by Design exhibition at the excellent nationalgallery.org.uk.